You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotional Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 14 and verse 30. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. If there is one scripture that reveals to us how greatly we need Christ, I think this scripture is one of it. Jesus could declare very boldly that Satan, he comes but has nothing in him. There is no character of Satan in Jesus. There is no article of Satan in Jesus. There is no behavior of Satan in Jesus. There is no sinful nature in Christ. The devil cannot say, oh, he tells lies. The devil cannot say, oh, he steals. The devil can say, oh, he lost in his heart. The devil can say he has pride. He has anger problem. He has envy problem. He has jealousy problem. There was nothing of the devil in Jesus. Nothing. There was no single foothold. The devil can say, well, last week, he was so angry, he was so angry, he was shouting at his wife, he was shouting at his children, he was speaking in anger, he was furious, he lifted something, he almost hit his wife's head. There was nothing of Satan in Jesus. Can you also say that? Can you say that there is nothing of the devil in you? Nothing at all of the devil. If devil comes, he can't say, well, this your attitude is mine. It belongs to me. Can the devil point anything to your life and say it belongs to him? We can then understand how Jesus walked with God, that nothing of Satan was in him. You know, sometimes we are concerned about things we should not be concerned about, fighting over things we should not be fighting over. I don't understand why people are fighting for church leadership, fighting over work, over the works of the Lord in the church, and all of those kind of things. What you should rather concern yourself with is looking at your life. Ask yourself, is there anything of Satan in you? Those are the real issues of life, my brothers and sisters. You have nothing to fight with people. Absolutely nothing. In fact, the fact that you are fighting with people, the fact that people are fighting the church, so-called, means that they actually have properties of Satan in them. That's why church activities is leading to quarrel, is leading to ego and all of those things. There is a more serious matter, that if we examine your life, will there be any properties of the devil in you? Can we trace any trait of Satan in your life, in your behavior, in your character? That's why this work is personal. It has nothing to do with the other person. You really need to focus on your own life. But you see, thanks be to Jesus Christ, if not for his blood, Satan will have everything to point to in our lives. Because that was what Adam did. He took in that which is of the devil. Because he obeyed the devil, he became sinful and transmitted that sinful nature to his descendants. But thanks be to Jesus, who came to put an end to that on the cross of Calvary. And Jesus does not only wash us clean from every works of Satan. He ensures that there is no works of Satan in our life in practice also. He washes us clean. None of us can, by our own power, remove from ourselves the works of Satan, the trait of Satan. But Jesus took it upon himself, nailed it to the cross, so that we can walk in newness of life. Brethren, this is what you should focus on. Walking in newness of life, walking in the life of Jesus Christ. That is what God is looking for. You know, so we really need to be careful not to focus on minor and miss out on major. Because sometimes people are concerned with material things, you know, and so on. Whereas in them, Satan has all his trade and all his activity. You are full of envy and jealousy. But everywhere you go, once you see anybody wearing earring, you say, oh, look at sinners. You see, you yourself, you're already deceived. That's why you do not, your focus is on material things. Material things are neutral. They are neither good nor bad. It is the heart of man that produces sin. Jesus said, what comes out from a man is what defiles a man. But you know, Satan will deceive people that they will focus on ephemeras and the real issues of their life will not be dealt with. On the last days, Jesus said, I will say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. He said, I never knew you. So look at two issues Jesus was addressing. One, they had no relationship with Jesus. Some people, what they have today is religion and relationship with a denomination or with a man of God, but they don't have a relationship with Christ. That's why your life is not Christ-like. Those are the things you should focus on. He said, I will then say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Do you know that iniquity is the life of Satan? The practice of rebellion. You know, that's what Jesus said. You should give attention to that. Thank God that Jesus went to the cross and paid the price. Brethren, there should be no trait of Satan in your life because Jesus went to the cross to put an end to it. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.